The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Right now, though, I want to talk about Dublin Airport, what's happening there. The government has supported a request from the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, for the Defence Forces to be trained to be on standby to assist the DAA, Dublin Airport Authority, with security duties at the airport. Graham McQueen is the Media Relations Manager at the DAA. He joins me now. Graham, can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, so I think from an airport point of view, we were asked to put in place or to put forward a number of possible contingencies that would help us get through the very busy summer that we're facing into, about 50,000 passengers a day on a daily basis going out at the moment. So this was one of the suggestions that we put forward. I would emphasise that it's purely there as a contingency. We don't expect to need it, but it is there if we do so over the coming weeks.
And what function in particular will they fulfil if needed?
Yeah, if needed, I mean, you wouldn't expect to see them in the terminals. They probably won't be in any passenger-facing roles. You're probably looking at roles. We have a number of entrance points around the perimeter of the airport. We would bring in fuel trucks and things like that. So we would look to replace the security staff we have on those posts with maybe army personnel. But again, that's only if we absolutely needed to, due to something like a big spike in COVID cases over the coming weeks.
And is there an indication that spike may be coming? I mean, what is the absence rate like at the moment?
The absence rate at the moment is okay. I think probably our big learning from when we went down badly at the end of May was that we need to have contingency plans in place so that if something does go untoward over the coming weeks, that we've got something we can fall back on. So we're hoping not to use this. If we do see a spike in COVID cases amongst the staff, we're like any other business coping with this at the moment. So we've got those contingencies now in place. So we're confident that we can get everyone away this summer.
And how satisfied are you that the wrinkles in the system, if we'll describe it that way, although an understatement for some, have been ironed out? Some of the delays that we were all talking about a few weeks ago.
Yeah, look, it's far from perfect, Kieran, but I think we've seen good progress over the last number of weeks. If you look at June up until now, we've got 93% of passengers through in less than 45 minutes. That's still higher than we would like, but it's an acceptable level based on what you see at airports all around Europe at the moment. And I guess the other option that we would look at in these circumstances would be to cut flights like other European airports have done. But if you look at that today, that would deny thousands of Irish people their family holiday this summer. It would deny people flights that they've been looking forward to for a long time. So we're very keen to avoid cancelling flights. We want to look at every other option. And as I say, the contingency plans that we've had in place since the end of May are working well, and we think they will get us through the next few weeks as well.
And Fast Track was shut down as an option. I seem to recall, is that back open now? Can people buy the Fast Track option?
Fast Track is still closed unless you book it through your airline. So Ryanair are still selling that, for example. And I suppose what we were trying to do there was really protect the product. So there's no plans to bring that back, certainly in the next few weeks. But it does remain under review on an ongoing basis.
And why wouldn't you bring it back?
I guess we want to be confident that when we do bring it back, it's going to be at a level that Fast Track customers have came to expect before the last few months. I think we hit a point whereby we weren't delivering a Fast Track service that was good enough, so we had to pause sales for a period of time. That remains under review as to when we can bring it back.
I've heard suggestions that people are going through different terminals, kind of cherry picking based on security queues and times. Can they do that?
There's nothing to stop you passing through the different terminals, although I've just came from the terminal there, Terminal 1 there at the moment. The queue there is pretty much the same as Terminal 2, so we would encourage people to go to the terminal that they're flying from. That means that when they do get through security, they're that little bit closer to their gate and they'll get on their flight that bit quicker.
We were also talking on this show last week about parking and parking charges, and there was some local councillors in the area giving out about people parking in housing estates because the exorbitant fees to park at Dublin Airport. What's your response to that criticism?
Yeah, I think we're seeing a big squeeze on car parking this summer. Obviously, Quick Park, which was there up until COVID, has been taken away from us. That's about 6,500 spaces. We have looked to work with Quick Park to get those spaces back on stream so we can bring more car parking spaces, make them available to people flying this summer. Unfortunately, those talks have gone nowhere. So we've got the car parking spaces that we've got. They're selling out on particular days. So obviously we'd encourage anyone flying this summer, yeah, to, if you can't get car parking, to look at buses or other options.
I don't expect you to kind of divulge kind of sensitive commercial information, but when you say they've gone nowhere, I think people would like to understand that a little bit more. You've got this huge vacant lot out by the airport that should be used for car parking. Why isn't it going anywhere?
It's a private operation, Kieran. It's not one that we control. We've looked to see if we can get it back on stream by being involved as DAA, but as I say, those talks have gone nowhere. So unless the owner decides to bring those spaces back on stream, unfortunately, those car parking spaces are going to remain unavailable for the foreseeable future.
And what has the owner told you in talks and told the DAA? What's the reason?
Well, look, I wouldn't want to get into the specifics of those conversations.
Well, I'd want you to get into the specifics. Why? What did he tell you? Why won't he open it?
Well, look, I think you need to put those questions to him. I think he owns the car park. It's up to him what he wants to do with it. From a DAA point of view, we would like to see more choice, more spaces coming back into the market, because ultimately that's going to help passengers. We're seeing passenger numbers rise really, really quickly at the moment, and we need all those car parking spaces back on stream as quickly as possible.
And you're confident, though, with the measures that have been put in place, those mitigation measures from May, and even despite the lack of those parking spaces, that you'll be able to cope with the numbers over the next few weeks? Because I know it's already summer season and the airport is very busy, but lots of schools and primary schools, and we were just talking about it a few minutes ago, finishing up today. So this weekend, lots of families heading off.
Yeah, so we've just came through a weekend where we had 200,000 passengers going through, 50,000 passengers flying out every single day. That was our busiest four-day weekend since 2019 before COVID. And as I say, we got 93% of passengers through in less than 45 minutes. So that should give anyone flying in the coming weeks confidence. And we're hopeful once we bring all our new staff on board over the coming weeks and months that we'll see a further improvement of those times, and we'll get back to the experience at Dublin Airport that customers knew before. We were known as a world-class airport, and we want to get back there as soon as possible.
Graeme McQueen, Media Relations Manager at the DAA. Graeme, thanks a million for joining us. Kevin Byrne is with me as well. Kevin's a retired Lieutenant Colonel and Airport Safety and Security Auditor. Kevin, how well equipped are the Army to go in and do the types of jobs that Graeme was talking about there? There is talk of, you know, additional training and job-specific training, but you'd imagine there'd be some degree of overlap with the basic training soldiers already have.
Yeah, just to put them in context, the Defence Forces, Army, Navy and Air Corps have obviously been able to help in aid of the civil power. That was normally to do with guards or prison service or that kind of thing. But they also help out other government departments as and when they can. And this is a good case of that. In the last, 30 or 40 years, they've been helping out with, you know, fuel strikes or problems, firefighting when it went down, and bus strikes and that kind of thing.
Floods. We're used to seeing them out as well, maybe, when the Shannon floods in Athlone, you know, the soldiers
kind of
are there.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah. So this is in addition to that. Now, if I was a bit concerned when I heard the minister himself speaking earlier on the radio talking about the non-public facing duties, and that's just been confirmed, so you won't see people in uniforms talking or with passengers, but they could easily do things like access to the airport and patrols around the perimeter and that kind of thing, because it's not much different than the training they would get in and out of barracks in that regard. And Dublin has two good barracks, McKee Barracks, and you've got one in Rathmines and Cahill Brewer. So I presume some of the battalions based there would be able to assist, take the training in advance and then be on call. It wouldn't take long to get them from their barracks in Dublin area up to the airport if the contingency was required. So that's a bit more comforting, because Dublin Airport is a very essential engine in the economy of Ireland, especially in the summertime when tourism has to be ramped up, as it were.
Given, though, the labour shortages that have been experienced kind of right across the economy, as the fear that some have is this becomes kind of an open-ended plugging of a hole. And Conor King of RACO, I know you might have heard him speaking earlier, like raising the kind of, I think, the valid concern that, you know, if soldiers are doing this, they're not doing other things they should be doing.
Indeed, but if it's only for a fixed period of six weeks or so, and I think the minister alluded to that, it could be done on a fixed term in that regard, because I understand the DA is getting 30 new security personnel each week, and that's good news. Indeed, if some of the personnel in security are from the former members of the Defence Forces, because regularly when I go through there, somebody will shout across, "How are you, boss?" or that kind of thing, you know, and you know straight away it's somebody who knows you in that regard. So I've got good intentions from that point of view. They're going to have additional 500 people by the end the summertime. So I'm hoping, as it can be done, Dublin Airport will be up at the world class it deserves to be, because it's not good news at the moment. I was to the airport or past it on Monday night, and the one thing that concerned me was the huge vast numbers getting on coaches to and from there, and the 70 or 80 people waiting in the terminal taxi queues outside both terminals. Mm. We are not well secured with public transport to and from the airport yet, and that's a pity, I think, at the moment.
Yeah, I see some of those scenes, and I'm glad I'm going to head to Killarney next week, Kevin. That's all I'll say. Listen, Kevin Byrne is a retired Lieutenant Colonel, Airport Safety and Security Auditor. Kevin, always a pleasure. Thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us. 1.5 hours waiting for bags on an early Sunday morning. Luggage absolutely everywhere, every few minutes in the tannoy, saying exit the terminal ASAP. One person's recent experience at the airport. Somebody else says, last Monday, I arrived at Dublin Airport 3.5 hours in advance, as advised. There were so many queues snaking back and forth across the check-in area that it took some time to find the right one to wait in. When I did, I discovered that the desk wasn't even open. It took another 50 minutes for someone to arrive to begin checking people in. I missed my connection in Amsterdam and had to be rebooked through London and Lisbon to my final destination of Rio de Janeiro. What should have been a trip of just under 15 hours turned into one of over 30. All because of how much of an absolute shambles Dublin Airport has become. Not necessarily great experiences there from some of our listeners. 53106, if you can keep sharing them, please do so at a cost of 30 cent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.